Six Democrats and one who is not affiliated with a party want the chance to unseat freshman New York Republican Congressman John Faso of the 19th District. 41-year-old Dutchess County resident Antonio Delgado, who moved back to the region last year, calls himself a progressive Democrat. Thursday night, Delgado received the Dutchess County Democratic Committee endorsement. This is the fourth of my interviews with the candidates.
We have a critical moment right now where our democracy is at stake.
The Rhinebeck resident is an attorney.
I'm running because I feel like we're in a moment of crisis. And I think we've been in this moment for some years. And we've reached a tipping point when it comes to our democracy. I grew up in Schenectady, so you know, I'm from this area, working class roots. And I remember growing up at a time when, you know, folks from working class backgrounds had the ability in the Hudson Valley and in the Catskills to work their way up.
You mentioned being in a moment of crisis for some years. So this does beg the question of why not have run in previous years? Why now?
Yes, I think because what we've learned, and I think I'm hopefully not alone in this, we've reached a point where the level of assault on our system and the extent to which people are being left behind is so grotesque, and our democracy has failed for so long that unfortunately it did take something, at least for me, like the election of Trump and a Republican-controlled Congress who seems committed to not really do their function and check against his power, to get to a point where we have to insert ourselves into the conversation. I'm not somebody who's been thinking about running for politics for a very long time. In fact, you know, it was always something that I kind of thought was a little bit too shallow in some respects because of all the money in politics and the backroom dealing and things of that nature. But look where it's gotten us. I think a lot of people have stayed on the sidelines hoping for change. And I think it's imperative now more than ever that we stop hoping and get to acting.
Delgado believes his ability to win is what sets him apart from the other candidates in the district that spans 11 counties.
The stakes are too high to not put somebody in front of John Faso who can win. And I think a candidate who can win has to do a number of things and do those things well. I think they have to be able to work very, very hard. This is a big district with a lot of individuals, a lot of folks from different walks of life, different political perspectives. You have to be able to engage, listen, put yourself out there and do the work. And I think coming from a working class family, being raised to always assume I have to work twice as hard as the next one to get ahead, I bring that to bear in everything that I do, and I'm doing that right here. It's also why I've been able to outraise everybody in this race, including John Faso himself. I mean, I'm the only candidate who's managed to outraise John Faso all four quarters of 2017, and a lot of that is small dollar donations. I'm number one in small dollar total amounts, and none of that comes from corporate PACs, all of it from individuals. So again, that speaks to the work ethic. And then using those resources to stretch all the way across this district and build a strong capacity by virtue of our organization through field, through mail, through TV, and really make sure that we can connect with voters with a powerful message of change and hope. And I think lastly, you have to have a candidate who could turn the vote out. There are a lot of folks out there who sat home in 2016. A lot of folks, 178,000 people were registered to vote in this district and did not come out. 100,000 were eligible for enrollment and were not enrolled. We need a candidate who has the ability and the skill set to tap into the hearts and minds of those people and restore their faith in the system. And I think my perspective, my passion, the fire that I bring to bear can do that.
Here's Delgado on gun control following the deadly school shooting in Florida in February. He calls gun violence a U.S. epidemic and believes there is a lot of agreement on ways to stem it.
And yet, despite this fact, we are held hostage by the gun lobby. And until we can put people in Congress, not named John Faso, who refuse to take money from the gun lobby and who don't care about the NRA grade report card, we will continue to have this problem. So as complicated as this issue can sometimes feel, there is a simple solution, and that is to elect people who will not be beholden to the gun lobby and who will do everything they can to work to deal with the problem of gun violence. That being said, let's be clear. There are thousands of responsible gun owners all throughout this district. And as a congressman, I will do everything I can to protect their Second Amendment rights. This is not a situation where the objective is to take people's guns away, not in the least bit. This is a situation where people are trying to make sure that we protect our communities from gun violence, something that we all can agree on.
What are a few issues that would be priority if you were elected?
It's a hard question, but I would say a couple of things immediately come to mind. I think we can certainly repeal the tax scam, which has added over $1 trillion to our deficit and made it very difficult for us to continue to fund things as critical as Medicare and Social Security. And I would then use the money that we create or generate or take back from that scam and invest in our infrastructure and create real jobs all throughout this district. I'm talking about a robust infrastructure bill geared towards broadband access, geared towards rail, geared towards roads and bridges. I think if we do that, we get folks working again. I mean, the other piece would be healthcare. I think we are in a position now as one of the only developed countries in the world without some form of universal coverage, and that is a shame. It is an obscenity.
Faso, who mentions he won his 2016 race by a 25,000-vote margin, addressed the 2018 contest during a recent Congressional Corner interview with WAMC's Alan Chartok.
So I'm focused on my race. I know that a lot of Democratic activists are motivated, but I think by Election Day, a lot of Republican activists will be motivated as well.
Antonio Delgado is one of six Democratic candidates looking to run against Faso in what is considered a swing district in the national spotlight. A seventh candidate is unaffiliated. The primary is June 26th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.